and direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Glad to welcome Professor Matt Petering of UWM to our show to discuss redistricting, gerrymandering, and everything. Matt, welcome to Matt Flynn Direct.
Thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about Professor Petering, and then I'm going to ask him some questions and have him describe his algorithm and what he's discovered on maps, which is, as far as I know, for the first time being discussed publicly on this radio station, although he has communicated with other people. Professor Petering is Associate Professor of Industrial Engineering at UWM. He has his undergraduate degree in mathematics from Washington University of St. Louis and his PhD in industrial engineering from Michigan, the University of Michigan. He has devised, he has developed an algorithm that has resulted, and we've discussed it at some length, in maps that are more competitive, more compact, fairer, and more compliant with the Voting Rights Act than even the maps that were developed by the Evers Commission, which, frankly, are themselves much better than the, I think it's Senate Bill 621 for the State Assembly and the State Senate. And it's very important, I think, and I wanted everybody to hear this as I go over this with Professor Petering. What is it about your algorithm? How does it stack up with these other maps? And so let me start. As I understand it, Professor, you looked at four categories of things: fairness, compliance with the Voting Rights Act, the competitive nature of these districts, and the compactness, the shape of these districts. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So let me start with fairness. Can you give us an idea in your algorithm of how, in terms of fairness, this stacks up with these other maps?
Yeah. Well, the algorithm has done quite well. And a lot of times the question is, how do we measure political fairness? There's several different ways of measuring it. We could use the efficiency gap, which was the basis of a lawsuit that took our maps to the U.S. Supreme Court. In that lawsuit, they claimed that the districts in Wisconsin were rigged and gerrymandered, and I think a lot of people agree with that. And the main metric used in that court case was the efficiency gap. The lower the gap, the better. And when it is zero, that would be considered a perfectly fair map using that way of measuring fairness. Just to give you an idea, we have the maps for state assembly proposed by the Republicans in the legislature. Those have an 11% efficiency gap. The People's Maps Commission has about a 5.5% efficiency gap. My map has a 2.3% efficiency gap. So that's, again, cutting the People's Maps Commission measure of unfairness, cutting that in half. There's other ways of measuring fairness as well.
Okay. Let me go now to the Voting Rights Act compliance, because one of the things you can run into in these cases is when you come up with fair districts, there may be people who will object, even minority communities, that their vote was diluted somehow. How does the map produced by your algorithm stack up on compliance with the Voting Rights Act compared to, say, the Evers, the Fair Maps Commission, and the Republicans?
Yeah, well, the Voting Rights Act is something that I wouldn't say it's always exact science here, but really we wanted to see, does a map solidly satisfy the Federal Voting Rights Act? And I would have to say that Senate Bill 621, the bill introduced by the Republicans, as well as the People's Maps Commission, their maps for the Wisconsin State Assembly do not solidly satisfy the Voting Rights Act. My maps do. In order to solidly satisfy it, you need six districts in which there is the black population has more than 50% of the total voting age population, and you need at least two districts in which at least 50% of the voting age population is Hispanic. So you need to hit those numbers 6 and 2 for the number of majority-minority districts involving blacks and Hispanics, and unfortunately, neither the People's Maps Commission map nor the Senate Bill 621 introduced by the Republicans hit those targets.
Okay, and then let me go to the third category, I should say, is competitiveness. Can you give us some idea on how your maps with your algorithm stack up on the competitive aspect of this compared to the Republicans and compared to the Fair Maps Commission of Governor Evers?
Yeah. In this case, we could start with the Republican map, which is not very competitive. The People's Maps Commission has about 20% more districts that are competitive than the Republican map. When we talk about competitiveness, we mean a district that you expect will be won by less than 10%. So that would be like a 55-45 margin final result in that district or closer. And so the People's Maps Commission is better than the Republican bill by about 20% more districts that are competitive. And my map has yet another 20% more competitive districts than the People's Maps Commission map.
Wow. Okay. That's very, very good. And then one that interests me a lot, you've described as compactness or shape. And just for the sake of the listeners, some of the maps that people have come up with in other states, when you remember the term gerrymander, there's a guy named Elgar Gerry, Massachusetts, back 200 years ago. And one of the maps that he came up with was shaped like a salamander. And it looked like a fish, and it went back and forth. And that's why they call it a gerrymander, as based on salamander. You could come up with a map, for instance, that would be like a barbell. It would have a big chunk of Milwaukee votes and a skinny 200-yard bar all the way to Madison, and then a big chunk of Madison. And, you know, that wouldn't hold up. Those are extreme examples. But in the current maps, you have places like Sheboygan County, Greene County, Wisconsin Dells, and otherwise that are really carved up in a kind of an unseemly fashion. So one of the objectives, Professor, in addition to compliance with the Voting Rights Act, fairness and competitiveness, is to the extent you can have compactness and to have communities of interest somewhat together. Please tell us what your map does, or your algorithm does with compactness. And by the way, we have a lot more to talk about. We're going to be coming to a break in 2 minutes. So if I have to cut you off, stay on the line because we're going to get back to you, okay? Tell us about compactness and shape.
Yeah. So with compactness, there are ways to kind of measure mathematically the kind of awkwardness of the shapes in a map. And there's two scores. One's called RIOC. The other's called Polsby-Popper score. The higher the score, the better. And just, you know, I'm a numbers person, but I'll try to make this pretty simple. So essentially, the People's Maps Commission, their shapes are rated 20% better, roughly, than those of the Republican, introduced Senate Bill 621. My maps are yet again 20% better than those in the People's Maps Commission. And so, you know, we're talking about, in my maps, we're getting much more fair than the other two options, much more compliant with the Voting Rights Act, much more competitive, and much more compact than the alternatives. And so I'm very excited that these maps are available, and we're getting basically all really good scores all together in one map here.
Great. Professor, hold on. I'm being forced to go to a break. Do not hang up. Just stay on the line. I'll get back to you right after the break. This is fascinating stuff. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. If people want to come in on this subject after the professor is done, back right after the break with Professor Matt Petering. Oh, I'm gonna get on by. Yes, I'm gonna get on by. Wanna take them all.